We
I hope I can get it.
By the way,
it makes me feel better about myself.
Gosh.
Well, it's the little things in life, y'all.
We are so close to reaching this goal for Rick Walker. I'm going to repost it on my Facebook page. Please read the story so you understand the dire circumstances some really nice people have found themselves in. Let's hit that goal by 9 o'clock. I'll tap dance naked behind the building. On second thought,
work hard for your money. Shouldn't it work hard for you? At Max, my Achieve checking account earns 2.25% annual percentage yield on balances up to $15,000. I earn 0.25% APY on balances over $15,000. It's checking that earns me more. Visit mymax.com to learn more about how you can start earning your 2.25%. Max. Smart money. Made simple. Insured by NCUA. Rates subject to change. Certain restrictions apply.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is March 7th, National Cereal Day. It's a day to celebrate life. And Corn Flakes and Honey Bunches of Oats and my favorite, Fruit Loops. Just be sure to hurry up and enjoy National Cereal Day before it gets all soggy. Ugh.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a
stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
I am also a military sexual assault survivor.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally, the first female Air Force fighter pilot in combat, says she didn't trust the system enough to report it.
During an Armed Services Committee hearing on sexual assault, McSally talked about being raped by a superior officer. She did not say when that assault occurred or name her attacker. An Air Force spokesperson says, "We are appalled and deeply sorry for what Senator McSally experienced and are steadfast in our commitment to eliminate this reprehensible behavior and breach of trust in our ranks."
Fox's Jared Halpern. R. Kelly's back in jail in Chicago over unpaid child support.
The R&B singer was placed in custody after he revealed he was going to pay $60,000 of the $161,000 owed, but the judge wanted it all, and a Cook County Sheriff's Office says Kelly won't be released from jail until he pays it.
Fox's Michelle Polino. Kelly was out on bail, charged with sexual abuse. This is Fox News.
This morning radio program is populated by a bunch of little rascals, including Greg Budell.
He took the words right out of my mouth.
Jay Scott.
You said it.
Emily Hayes.
Did you brush your teeth?
Yep, both of them.
Petey the... Bailey the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Yummy, 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 yummy.
So stand by.
That's a swell idea.
Here comes three men and a lady.
I don't feel like going to school today.
That was like every Little Rascal episode.
Right.
You thought I was having an episode, didn't you?
Yep.
Easy on the leotard. Greg, Jay, Emily, and now Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Our coldest temperature this morning just before 6 a.m. was 29. We have warmed up 10 degrees already on our way up to a remarkable recovery. Today's high temperature 63 with plenty of sunshine. So southerly winds are what you need to make this happen. Tonight, clouds on the increase, but not as cold. Overnight low 46. That's a big difference. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Friday's high around 73. There'll be some sun breaks. An isolated shower, I suppose, is possible, but the rain chances are about 20% or less tomorrow. Then Saturday, we'll be monitoring things very carefully, especially as we get towards the afternoon. High temperature in the mid to upper 70s. Thunderstorms will start to develop, and the ingredients are there for some of the storms to start rotating. So we could even see as early as sometime Sunday afternoon, perhaps, the threat of some storms that could become tornadic in nature. And then the threat of severe weather continues Saturday evening, Saturday night, and in through Sunday morning. And that's a long time window. We'll try to refine it for you as we get closer to this potential severe weather. But after what happened last week here in Alabama, we are definitely cognizant that people are worried and on edge about severe weather. And thanks to everybody who helped out in the state of Alabama yesterday. It was, and I hope it continues today. There was a statewide telethon and
a huge push for donations yesterday. But obviously, the need doesn't end in one day. They still need your help in Lee County as funerals begin today for those that were lost. Mm.
Did you see the story? I put it on Facebook about the guy from Chicago who came down with markers for all the victims.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
No, I did not see that.
That's on my Facebook page.
I didn't see that.
Bottled water.
Bottled water, granola, toiletries, just stuff they need for the day-to-day.
Is dog food on there at all? Or?
They didn't, but I'm sure it's needed. Baby stuff.
Baby wipes, because baby wipes are universal, not just
diapers,
for kids, but diapers and stuff. There's a full list of stuff that can be dropped off at the Montgomery Emergency Management Office on our Facebook, and there's also the information and links
for the monetary donations.
The Community Foundation of East Alabama has set up a tornado recovery fund for Lee County victims. So.
Folks, we've helped out people around the country and around the world with drives like this. You know, this is now here.
These are our neighbors.
Here.
So whatever you can do to help out the folks of Lee County as they rebuild not only their lives, but their homes.
So absolutely.
News Talk 93.1 on Facebook is where you can find all that information.
Hard to wrap my...
And by the way, I don't think President Trump would treat this state differently than anybody else, even a state that voted against him, but he has promised service to get aid to these people, and he'll be there tomorrow.
After he stops by our show.
When I saw the death toll escalating, I just couldn't, I couldn't imagine.
I'll tell you, I got a lot of feedback on that image you sent me of the debris ball that I put on Facebook.
Scary.
You look at that and you realize that's not just houses, cell phone towers, cars, people.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reality of it.
I posted a picture of, it's a view from about 5,000 feet up.
Mm. Oh, God, yeah, that was devastating.
You can see the trail in the ground of the, I mean, just going, yeah.
I'd like to see that.
By the way, that particular supercell went on into Georgia and continued as an EF3 even in Georgia, and it's 68.8 miles. 68.8 miles and 47 minutes. That huge tornado was on the ground 1,600 yards wide.
Unreal. You can see a slight... Oops, there we go.
It's like aerial America.
Right? I'm just messing things up.
Yeah, he's not looking.
Oh, I see what you're talking
You can
about.
See a slight trail, line.
Yeah, you can see the lightning
in the middle.
Wow.
That light line going down the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing, man. That thing just shredded the ground, not just knocking things over.
Shoot it up. Yep.
9 minutes past 8 o'clock, we're going to check traffic, and then we're going to remember Jerry Merriman. That's what I thought you'd say.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we roll on into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour this morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic seeing a delay on I-85 southbound. It starts just about Perry Hill Road and runs through the Mulberry Street exit, so be careful there. We don't see an accident, but the traffic is backing up at that location. On I-65, the slowdown around the river bridges is still in effect, so watch out if you're coming out of Prattville. On the boulevard, it's kind of slow around the Troy Highway. We also see a big crowd of folks around I-85, so be careful on the boulevard. Other than that, it's stop and go at the traffic lights. Remember, school zones are still in effect for just a little while longer. Look out in the school zones. Your speed limit's 15 miles an hour. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can browse on their huge lot, stay comfortable in their giant showroom, or go online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We mentioned the name Jerry Merriman. Jerry Merriman is the man who invented the handheld calculator. Texas Instruments. And again, to Jay, to Emily, but you remember the first time you could, And I was secretary of my bowling league, uh-huh. and I was able to give people their bowling averages uh-huh. to the tenth of a point. It was just amazing to be able to get that information so quickly.
Now they're dirt cheap. But remember, they used to be pretty expensive.
$125.
Yeah. There was a fancy Lord. One that you had to have for high school.
Well, with square roots and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
I say that fancy one. I couldn't operate it.
By the way, has anybody here ever used the square root of anything in their working life?
No. And by the way, have you ever needed the sliding rule? You know the one I'm talking about? The calculator that has a slide rule?
The abacus?
Yeah, thank you. It's like a ruler with the.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know in my last job, that was construction. Lots of crazy math situations, but I hate math. I like to say that the Lord made sure I didn't understand math, because if so, I'd just be too powerful.
Well, Jerry Merriman, the inventor of the handheld calculator, was remembered at his service yesterday.
We are gathered here today to remember our dear friend, Jerry Merriman, one of the inventors of the handheld electronic calculator, who passed recently at the age of 86, which means he was born in 1932. Take out your calculators now, and I'll show you something he showed me one day at work at Texas Instruments. He entered 58008. Now turn it upside down. Boobs. He was a jokester. He will be missed. Sadly, now we must lower him into a 3704. Turn it upside down. Hold.
Actually, used to signal with pagers, stuff like that.
Yeah.
143 was I love you, and I'm not telling you.
I remember 143, yeah.
Do you remember?
There were a lot of different codes you could send a message.
That's going back.
At first, if you had a pager, you were a pretty important person.
Yes.
Then it became... So, if you were really important, you didn't need a pager.
You didn't need a pager, yeah. Yeah, and it's funny. I remember pager stores popping up, and they had all the different colors and cases and ways to look cool with your pager.
Right.
I was always... Never mind.
8:14 is the time. If you have any need for roof repair, and you may not know it. You usually don't find out you have a need until... Big storm comes through, wet spot turns up in the ceiling, or there's water getting in from somewhere. We had no idea how water was getting onto the floor, but it turned out it was coming through the brick mortar, and Jones Brothers did the forensics to figure that out and reseal that mortar so that could not happen a second time. Many times, it's straight line winds that blow water under a shingle. Most of the time... The vast majority of the time, it does not mean you need a new roof. But if you want to be real certain about that, that's why you should call Jones Brothers, because they've been the name in roofing here in the River Region for 7 decades. And if they weren't treating people right, and if they weren't backing up their work with a rock-solid guarantee that, by the way, they show off on their website, jbroof.com, they would have been out of business quickly. And when there is a weather event, and a lot of people are looking for roof repair, charlatans come through and take cash deposits and then are never heard from again. It's a scam. So deal with people who have real roots here in the community and turn to them when you need roof repair or replacement. Now, Jones Brothers also does a whole bunch of other services. Replacement windows and doors, I've used that twice now. And they're perfectionists. The outcomes are just amazing. So you get your money's worth with Jones Brothers. JBRoof.com to browse their portfolio of products and work, or call them at 800-264-8009. Creoles are just fantastic people. All right, let's go to David.
Morning, all.
Hey.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey, you guys talking about the calculator. A good friend of our family was one of the lead engineers for ComEd in Chicago. And I remember when he got the first model of the TI calculator that came out.
Texas,
and this was,
right?
You know, back in the early 70s.
Right.
And he showed it to me and told me, he said, this is going to revolutionize mathematics. And I kind of looked at him and laughed because I was like probably 9, 10 years old. And I asked him how much it cost. That cost like $800 back then.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And I remember that Christmas when I got the calculator. Oh, my God. It was just such a big deal. I applaud the teachers who for years forbid you to bring a calculator in and made
you weren't allowed to.
Yeah, made you do long division, made you learn how to do the math. You know, now you're just thrown into
town. Yeah, see how quickly I calculate things. You know, food out of 10 bucks can turn into this many potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
That's all from the tables they taught us in school, but they're not teaching that. They're not teaching penmanship.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't.
What did Gomer call it? Gazintas?
Two gazinta
four.
And I started off as an engineering student in college, and I actually had a slide rule and all that.
Yeah.
And both my kids are engineers, and I remember about time they started high school, I pulled out that slide rule and said they sent men to the moon with this, and they were like,
"And it's
what
true."
Is it?
Some of the Apollo stuff was figured out on those slide rules. It's true.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and you think before computers and calculators, every bridge that was built, every building that was built,
that's right,
everything was done with a pad of paper, a pencil, and a slide rule.
It's amazing the calculations they had to make to get us to the moon without a computer.
Yeah, absolutely. So, have a good one, guys.
All right, we have our Steve Miller Triple Play contest coming up in a moment, so stay tuned. Cooter.
Yes, sir.
So,
most people didn't have to use their geometry and their algebra.
Right.
But I did in the Air Force with the air traffic control radar. We had to do the approach, you know, the glide path.
Right.
The angles of the radar to the runway, all of that.
Oh, those guys are amazing.
Yeah.
We were heavy into that.
Yep.
And the on the beepers, when I was stationed in Grand Forks, I had to wear a pager. And my son, he was like 1 and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the pager had the symbol, the Bell symbol on it from Bell Company. And every time a telephone truck would drive down the street, he'd point at it and say, beep, beep, truck, beep, beep, truck.
That's funny.
All he knew was a beep, beep.
Yeah,
all this
right.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great night.
Man.
Peter, we appreciate you.
I forgot he was the air traffic controller. That's really amazing.
He has got stories to tell. He's an amazing guy.
Oh.
19 minutes after 8 o'clock, we got your local news. And then we'll be back with our Steve Miller Triple Play contest.
Woo-hoo!
Three Steve Miller songs all at once. See if you can figure out the titles of the three in the clue. Coming up.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey toured the tornado damage in Lee County Wednesday. The National Weather Service says the tornado that ripped through Lee County was on the ground for over an hour and traveled nearly 69 miles across Alabama and Georgia. Alabama lawmakers could vote as early as today on a gas tax increase to help fund road and bridge repairs in Alabama. Governor Ivey called the legislature into a special session to give the measure a better chance to pass. And a Dallas County man has pleaded guilty to assault charges. Authorities say Tommy Blythe was given a 20-year split sentence on a first-degree assault charge. Authorities say in April of 2017, Blythe shot a man who had previously shot him about 10 days earlier. He will serve 4 years in prison. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by this weekend's Daylight Saving Time Change. Hey, remember when you used to spring forward and it actually was in the spring?
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Hmm, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The 2019 SLE Rodeo is on its way. The greatest show on dirt, March 14th through the 16th at the Garrett Coliseum. Join us downtown for the kickoff parade at noon on Thursday. Freestyle bullfights every night, and trick rider Dusty Crane Dickerson is back. There's family fun with a stick horse rodeo for kids 8 and under before every performance. And the Western Festival is free to the public on Saturday morning. For ticket and event information, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everyone saying that I broke the law, but they're all lying, I did nothing wrong. I lost my mind while talking to Gail King. I howled and wailed, freaked out and made a scene. All of these women say I'm a bad man. Everyone is stupid.
Jail for lack of child support. I wonder how much he was paid to be on with Gail King yesterday.
Yeah. Can you imagine the day after he's back behind bars? Do you think he slipped that in day early, huh?
Yeah. It is 8:25. Are you ready for an exciting contest?
Woohoo!
Where's my, I need the big game intro here.
Oh, big game.
Let's see. Let's try this.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And the game is the Steve Miller Triple Play. There are three Steve Miller songs right in this clue.
Boy, oh boy.
Here I'm going to play the clue, and you have to be the first person at 272-9228 to give us the three titles that are in this clue.
This is so fun yesterday. It was so much fun.
Is everybody ready?
Was that it?
I got it.
No, that was a cue.
Lord!
Theme of his summer place.
I can't shut...
Let's go with that one. Brian song.
By the way, when you think of it, would you look up the Phlegm color chart?
That's gross.
On the sidewalk behind the building.
I'll take it out there like it's paint samples.
Each one means something different.
This will go good with the curtains.
It's like astrology.
Isn't it like a slide rule, that fun thing?
That's gross.
Okay.
All right, here is your clue.
Oh, my gosh, that's tougher. Do it again.
One more shot at it right now.
Wait a minute. I think I have one.
272-92.
Is that in there?
Yeah.
I got one. Yay, me.
I've been playing Steve Miller since he was a new artist, and I can't figure it out.
What is the name of the song?
So we got a pair of tickets to see Steve Miller at Impact and a Seafood Bistro gift card. If you can give us the three titles one more time, I'll give you the 3-second clue.
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like when you're tuning down the dial at night. Yeah. On an AM radio?
It does. Very good metaphor. So 272-9228 is the number. We'll sit here and wait for your calls.
Oh, my gosh. That's tough.
I
have no idea what the other two are.
One more time.
One more time.
She turned up the volume in my headphones first because I only have one channel.
That's right. I'll help you here. Go ahead.
Anything else? Would you like a refill on your coffee?
I'd like a raise. I'd like an office right away from the bathroom where I don't have to smell everybody's poop every day. Like, there's a lot of things in life I want, Greg.
One of those warm compresses they give you on an airplane.
I'd like heat in my office if we're going to, you know, crap in one hand and wish in the other and see which one fills up first. It's probably going to be the crap roll. Todd, go ahead and play it now.
Check the bathroom.
I don't want to sound like a chauvinist here, but that's not very ladylike language you're using.
What, Roll Tide?
Yeah. Oh, brother. Excuse me, what's your name? All right, while Jay is queuing up excited callers.
I'm ready, play it.
To play in our... did I promise one more?
Okay.
Where did I put it? I forgot. Oh, here we go. This is one more time. All right.
Oh, jeez.
You got a bonus burst there at the end. All right, so ironically, the guy that wants to try and win the contest, his name is Steve.
Hey. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Steve, we will be amazed if you can give us the 3 Steve Miller songs in that clue.
What do you think you got?
Actually, I only had one. I had Space Cowboy. I didn't know if there was 2 other songs or they're all in the same clip.
3 songs playing simultaneously.
Yeah, and we need to know the name of all 3.
Yeah, so we're not going to tell you whether Space Cowboy is one of them because... So,
okay.
Take a wild
try
guess.
Again.
Okay.
Space Cowboy, Living in the USA, and... I can't think of another one.
No, that's not it.
But good try, man.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
Looks like we'll be playing the clue again.
Yeah, go ahead.
In fact, the first hour of News and Views is questionable.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I mean, they're just... Never mind. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to give you an extra second now on this thing.
Wow.
That was 4 seconds.
Didn't help me.
Right. 272-9228 if you think you know the title of that song.
I mean,
those 3 songs. What?
It's just getting to her. Remember this?
I'm highly competitive.
This is a measure of her self-esteem right now.
Oh, I see.
This is how she measures her self-worth. Is if she can get these songs.
You know, in my life prior to radio, I never won a radio contest, and it's something that's always been stuck in my craw.
Same.
Yeah. I've always got your caller 4. Try again.
I always got caller number 8.
I never even tried. I think a lot of people probably have not tried. Yeah. I think if you could survey every listener, most have probably tried to never win a contest.
But do you remember, though, you dial all the numbers except the last number?
Yes.
Yeah, so you can punch it in quick.
When we have time, I'll tell you a story about a guy who figured out a way to cheat. And when he won so many big prize contests on different stations down there.
I had a, there was a service on my phone where you could...
It would keep redialing for
it
you.
It would keep redialing the busy tone, and then it would ring you whenever the busy signal was gone, and you'd answer, and of course it would be ringing.
We think this guy had a way to trap the line.
Wow.
And block all other callers. So no matter what line you picked up, he would have been there.
You're kidding.
We call that a prize hog, and nobody likes a prize hog.
I think he was doing something highly illegal, tampering with.
Jay, look what you've done. You've made it so hard
that nobody's calling now.
Why don't you play it one more time,
Yesterday,
Greg?
Yesterday, the phones went crazy.
That's the full clue.
I figured it was
that's
a full
the
one.
Whole, yeah. 272-9228. What do you got to lose? Try.
Right.
While we're waiting for the phones to explode with excited callers.
We've at least made it easy for you. It's all Steve Miller songs.
Yes, right. You know that part.
You know.
Muffins are ready.
You can't win the contest.
By
texting me. for all I know, Gary, these may be the right songs, but I don't even know the answer.
Yeah, you don't know the answer.
So, sorry, 272-9228 is the only way to participate.
No, Jay!
I have to Bailey, you get a word in here on behalf of my good friend, Eddie Bader. I was talking to him. Yes?
I just want to say this about Eddie Bader real quick.
Yes?
Dude has a wicked sense of humor. He sent me a video of Californians trying to pronounce towns in Alabama, and it's hilarious.
He also was one of the first people to help our Rick Walker fundraiser, too. So he's a good guy. We love him. But he was telling me the other day that, you know, he lists songs. If you have property that you would like to sell, a house you need to sell, all of his listings are sold. So he needs properties to sell. So if you've been thinking about it, you owe yourself a chance to call him at 322-0662 at the Goodson Group and list your property with him. They are your real estate source. And of course, when you're looking for a house, and I say this not as a joke, but I think if he could, he would have a drive-up window where you could pull up and order exactly what you're looking for in your next home. He is on top of this market like nobody else and will find what you're looking for so you're not wasting time looking at houses that are either out of your price league in an area you don't want to live in or require a lot of work to become livable. You know, that's what you want. Somebody who can save you the time and find you the house you need with the amenities you want. But he is out of listings at the moment. It's a crisis for crying out loud. So if you're ready to sell, call Eddie at 322-0662. He is a hardworking but very, very affable guy to do business with, and I recommend him wholeheartedly. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group, 322-0662.
Let me ask you a question real quick before we take this next caller, because I know we're, you know, the timing on this is a little tough. If they get... I won't say which song they get right. If they get one of them or two of them, can I say you've got one?
On the prices, on the prices right, they would ding for like.
Cause do I look like Bob Barker?
Listen. you say, do I have one number right? Oh my God, I can't.
That's a funny
line. Oh my goodness, Timmy.
So this is how it works on the Price is Right. You say, do I have one number right? And you'll get a honk. Because you're trying to win a car.
Uh-huh.
And then you say, do I have two numbers right? And then you'll get another honk because you're trying to win the car. And then you'll say, do I have three numbers right? And if you don't have three numbers right,
I'm not
going to
be anybody's
silence.
Honky for a contest, okay? So just forget that.
Lord.
Just put that idea out of your head.
All I've ever wanted to do is play the Price is Right.
All right, well, ready to go.
Hopes and dreams shot down every time I cross the threshold of this studio.
All right. We've got Gary on the line. Can you tell us the title of those three songs?
What do you got?
I had Joker, Fly Like an Eagle, and I forgot what the other one was.
Oh, man.
I'm not going to let you know on just two guesses.
Check
you
your phone. Send me a text.
I'm sorry. I'm blank. I can't even remember. Joker, Fly Like an Eagle, and... I don't remember.
Well, nope.
I text it and can't even remember what I text.
Okay.
All right. Try Thanks. Again.
So if you give all three answers, you'll say that one is right or what?
I'll just say, hey, you got one of the three.
But don't
you got
say
two.
Which one.
Right. No, I won't say which one.
All right. Glenn, you're next.
Okay. Here it goes. Uh-huh. It's going to be Rockin' Me, Take the Money and Run, and Jungle Love.
You've got one.
Okay.
And I have
you got one.
Nice try, Glenn. We appreciate the effort, buddy.
Whoa!
Here's the clue.
I have one. Now I have two.
All right, well, Jay is...
Do I get two honks? Yes, I got two of them.
All right, before we go back to the phones, we got to check traffic quickly.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic wrapping things up for a Thursday morning, and it looks like our traffic has returned to a normal flow. No problems on the interstates, the boulevard, or on the 31s. We do have a couple of things for you to be concerned about. We have an accident at Norman Bridge Road in front of the Diplomat. That's right there at the boulevard. And also in the 100 block of North Hart Drive, we have a power pole and a tree on fire at a residence, so watch out for emergency vehicles headed that way. You be careful this morning, and we will see you this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We got a really tough contest, very challenging here. There are three still Steve Miller songs in this clue. First person that can identify all three of those songs is going to win tickets to see Steve.
Do we want to do that one more time?
No.
We have a board full of calls now. No. Tony.
So, yes.
Hey.
Hey, man.
What you think?
Give me Joker.
Okay.
Fly Like an Eagle. Jungle Love.
You have two.
Two. All right. Ah. Try again. Billy.
Man, he just stole my thunder, man. You just give me a big old wrong, all right?
wrong, right? All right, Arthur.
All right, Jungle Love, Rocking Me, and Fly Like an Eagle.
You have two.
Okay, so now I have all three.
I got it now.
I got all three. All right. Okay. That's not it.
Thank you. All right. Let's see. We just did traffic.
What's the first letter of your last name? Hang on.
Yeah. Okay. Woo! Rich and I got it.
We got all three.
Rich and I got all three.
But we can't win.
What do we get?
We get nothing.
You high five?
We get nothing.
All right. I got half a cigarette.
All right, stand by. We have two callers standing by here.
Maybe Pam can win this thing.
Hi, Pam.
Right now, Pam. It's
hi.
Hi.
What about the Fly Like an Eagle, The Joker, and Space Cowboy?
You have two.
You have two
out of three. It ain't bad, but it ain't a winning thing either, as Meatloaf once
said. Two out of three, it ain't bad. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Pam. Thank you.
At 39, we got to get back to you, sir.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We've already warmed up 10 degrees from our morning low. We're at the 39 mark now. We're headed for 63. Sunshine, nice recovery today with those southerly winds taking over. Increasing clouds, not as cold. 46 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy day. With a high around 73, can't rule out an isolated shower. Then on Saturday, we're all eyes on this big storm system coming in from Arkansas and moving on eastward. High temperature in the mid to upper 70s. Thunderstorms will develop on Saturday afternoon, and the parameters are there. Certainly the ingredients are there for some of those storms to start spinning and dropping tornadoes perhaps. Perhaps as early as Saturday afternoon, but the threat continues Saturday evening, Saturday night, into Sunday morning. I know that's a long window of time for severe weather threat, but we're going to be very watchful, particularly cognizant of what happened here last weekend. Right now this morning with clear skies, east winds at 4 miles per hour, temperatures 39 with clear skies at 841.
very quickly, we are just $50 short of hitting that GoFundMe goal for Rick Walker. That is freaking unbelievable. I am so
amazing,
blessed and grateful. All right, Tommy, you're next. Let me play the clue real quick. There are three Steve Miller songs in this clue. And if you can give us all three, you're going to win those tickets.
Jungle Love, While I Can Eagle, and Living in the USA.
Oh,
you have two.
Two.
Oh, okay,
sorry,
fine,
man. All right, Kevin, you're next.
Space Cowboy,
uh-huh,
Jungle Love, Fly Like an Eagle.
You got it.
How about that?
Yes, boy. That is it. Boy, this was a good one today. Well, yesterday was a good one. Yeah.
I was just guessing.
Congratulations. You got it, man.
Thank you.
There were a lot of people that were close.
It's not just that you won tickets, but you got a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Yay.
All right.
Tasty.
And
yeah,
if you'll hang
on,
you can fly like an eagle.
And here's
eagle
the best part. We're going to do it again tomorrow.
Whoa.
All right.
We got a special one tomorrow because we have two of them to give away tomorrow.
No.
So, I have an idea.
You going to play 16 songs?
Well, no. What I did was I took four songs and put them together.
Oh.
If somebody can name three out of the four, they'll win a pair.
Yeah.
And if somebody can name all four, they'll win the next pair.
We better start at 6:05.
Yeah. We may come in and interrupt Coast to Coast to get it started. Hang on. And congratulations. Now, Steve Miller tickets, you know what to expect there, but what about Seafood Bistro?
Well, here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, it's her, Emily.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. here to tell you about the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Mm-hmm. Really a good idea this Lenten season to keep the Seafood Bistro
or any season
top of mind. Well, any season, of course, but for those of you observing Lent and, you know, your Fish Fridays and such can be enjoyed over at the Seafood Bistro. They have the Craven Platter and the Create a Combination Craven Platter. So if you're wanting to load up on your proteins and such, you can put combinations together like mahi mahi and some oysters. You can do the dressed catfish, which is really tasty, alongside some calamari. There's tilapia, whitefish, snapper, so many options. And don't forget the boil bags, which would also be good because you could just 86 the Kaneka sausage and throw in some extra corn or potatoes if you are observing Lent. And if you're not observing Lent, the whole menu available for you all the time, just like to everyone else. Check it out online at theseafoodbistro.com. Visit them in person, 1651 Perry Hill Road, open for lunch and dinner. Perfect to go there before a show at the Impact. And you can call ahead 279-7500, The Seafood Bistro.
All right, our final look at the roads this morning, and then some Morning Maroon nominees.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic wrapping things up for a Thursday morning, and it looks like our traffic has returned to a normal flow. No problems on the interstates, the boulevard, or on the 31s. We do have a couple of things for you to be concerned about. We have an accident at Norman Bridge Road in front of the Diplomat. That's right there at the boulevard. And also in the 100 block of North Hart Drive, we have a power pole and a tree on fire at a residence, so watch out for emergency vehicles headed that way. You be careful this morning, and we will see you this afternoon. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I see K-Rod's on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi. I just had a funny thought. I want to hear Sonny Fox reminding people to spay and neuter their pets.
All right, let's see if this works. This is the Price is Right closing. Don't forget to go out and get your dog's balls chopped off.
This is Rod Roddy.
I'm going to give you 2 cool points for that.
Hey, what happened to the cool points anyway?
Cool points went away. You get 0 cool points for not giving us cool points.
Oh.
I mean, that was something we strove to
Every Friday we would,
at the end of the week we get the total.
We never have enough time.
And I played that for you because you just mentioned that you'd never been on Price is Right, so I at least wanted to give you a feel for it.
I'm Mark Goodson.
The Rod Roddy moment. Mark Goodson, Bill Topman production.
That's right.
It is 8:49 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Did you see that Walmart's donating $50,000 to counties in East Alabama and West Georgia that were affected by the tornadoes?
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Now I'm hoping Walmart will clarify their policy on greeters. They created quite a ruckus.
I didn't hear this. What happened?
They were talking about eliminating their greeters, and a lot of the people that get hired as greeters are disabled folks who, wouldn't be able to do much else. And in 24 hours, there was so much outrage, thanks to social media, that they said, all right,
we're going to continue.
Sometimes big companies, they do good things, don't get me wrong, but sometimes they don't think about how a decision like that, a bottom line kind of thing, can affect a lot of people. That blew up like a storm the other day during the afternoon show. All right, let's welcome Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. Hey, Randy.
Good morning, folks.
Hey, good morning.
We usually do the Morning Maroon nominees with you, but there's really, for some reason, just not a lot of stupidity out there today.
Today?
Not enough. The only story of note is a couple of Taco Bell employees in Philadelphia who flipped out when a customer complained about waiting 45 minutes for his fast food. So they beat the crap out of him. They both got arrested. And Taco Bell's probably going to be paying a settlement on that. But that was it. I looked far and wide.
Hey, well, since there's no morning maroons this morning, why don't we shift the focus of the context of the contest and focused on somebody that's done something good. And I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that there were some companies, businesses that were stepping up in the Lee County area and paying for those folks' funerals.
There's two companies in Lee County that are covering funeral costs for the victims.
And a guy from Chicago who drove down with 23 markers.
You know, I'm thinking about the family of 10.
There's 10
members in one family. Can you imagine that? I just can't wrap my head around that.
You know, and as horrible as these situations are, what the good that comes out of it, you know, that when we see how most people really are, I really believe that. And I had the resources to do it and did it.
Yeah.
Well, that's certainly true. And it's easy to look around and find stupidity and anger and drug addiction, alcohol problems, and people do crazy things. But, gosh, sometimes it's hard to find the good in people, but it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. And, let's celebrate those folks today. We don't have very many more, Ron.
I think you did everybody a good service today by reminding us of that. You know, once in a while, it's good to take a look at that side of the universe.
No doubt.
We are we're not quite in the middle of March. In this next front, are we going to have another polar blast?
I don't see any freezing temperatures at the moment. Now, we're getting close to the date of our... Actually, tomorrow is the average date of the last freeze.
Really?
So we're getting close to that. So is this the last freeze this morning? We don't know. But I don't see any in the next few days.
Well, my farmer buddy, Papa John, is coming out, and I agreed to give it one more try.
Oh.
This year we're going to...
We're going to have tomatoes?
We're going to turn it over. We're going to do tomatoes, yes.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you.
And because the batch, the plants I bought from you a couple of years ago were just... so abundant, and I've got good soil.
It was just last year, right?
Last year, I probably waited too long to plant them, and some stuff started growing in the dirt after it was turned over, so we're going to do a different approach this year.
Well, I tell you, now's the time to get prepared for spring gardening, and also now is the time for turf grass to apply pre-emergent herbicide, particularly with this little rain coming in. We can get that stuff down, get it in the soil, and stop some of the nasty summer annuals. Now, the weeds you see out there now are winter annuals. Those are the ones that are reaching the bloom stage of their life cycle and really start to grow. It's too late for pre-emergence for those, but no fear. We have post-emergent herbicides that will take care of those. Blink of an eye. So, those things you can do now. Gardening, get ready. Prepare the soil with lime is a good thing to do now. Puts calcium, magnesium, and also adjust pH. So those things you can do now.
By the way,
Hot chicks
are back.
Oh, goodness. Yes, sir. Hot chicks.
You should probably explain that.
That means that they'll be having chickens.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Bailey, that we don't...
Sorry, Rich.
We
don't like, threw you off there, didn't I?
Bailey's
I knew what you meant, but I'm just thinking... some people just driving through town were saying...
Oh, yeah.
What is
probably
this guy is talking about?
That a little more.
Yeah, what is this guy talking about?
And what time does Club Prattville Farm Center open up for business?
Sir?
What time...
Give us your
hours.
Yeah.
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 on Saturday. Sunday, we're going to be in church.
And you'll be giving thanks for that beautiful wife you have.
Oh, every day I get thanks.
There you go.
No doubt.
And, by the way, Prattville Farm Center has an awesome Facebook page as well. Check it out and stop by and visit. I've always called it the Big Drucker Store. Up there on Highway 31, 30 miles south of the McDonald's, kind of off in the side, down. Yeah. Keep an eye out for it, and we will talk to you again next week.
Hey, y'all have a wonderful week.
You too. Take care.
All righty.
20 years, and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at CaravitaVillage.com today.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When it's time for your marriage to call it quits, you need Alexa, divorce attorney.
Alexa, I need a divorce.
I can do that for you. Would you like a standard or two-day divorce?
Alexa takes care of your case from A to Z.
I have recorded everything in the house. Your wife cheated on you on Tuesdays between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
That's when the grocery delivery guy comes!
You ain't kidding, mister.
Alexa will also represent you in court.
You may be seated. I read your briefs.
Would you like to buy some briefs from Amazon Prime?
What? Order! Order!
Ordering Hanes Jockey Briefs. X, X, L. Would you like to order anything else?
Alexa, divorce attorney.
Would you like me to badger the witness?
Special thank you to you guys today for pulling me through this.
I hope you get some rest. Are you going to go take a nap in a little while?
I'm hoping, yeah. It's weird. It's like I feel better. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Love. But part of the course of medication you take has steroids in it. And just so shutting it down. And of course, you get that, and then you tell you get plenty of rest, which is hard to do.
Right.
So
here's your shot.
I got my rest this morning by grilling steaks and doing all that stuff.
It was
stuff.
Delicious. The eggs were really good.
By the way, I tried my Mount Rushmore, and I did the Abraham Lincoln burger. It's one of the four.
Yeah.
I tried that. It was very good. Tried that yesterday. Final word of thanks to our friends at Brian Jewelry, a part of the Preferred Community, probably before it was called the Preferred Community.
Isn't Mother's Day coming up soon?
63 years, yes. Mother's Day is coming up. And now, about 2 months ahead of time, is the time to think ahead and have it taken care of. Just like the anniversary, I had that taken care of in November, even though it was March. It's nice to know that you got something lined up and you don't.